KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 37 degrees in Atlantic. We look for scattered showers this morning, scattered showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon. Nothing severe expected, though. We'll have a high around 59. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green released details Monday about the department's response to a possible threat on Sunday. Atlantic police were made aware of a veiled threat on social media in the Atlantic area Sunday afternoon. The threat was not specific in nature, but police still treated the situation with caution and located the individual posting the message within 2 hours after they received the initial report. A local 16-year-old male was questioned in reference to the post, and precautions were taken to ensure the teenager had no access to weapons with a consensual search of the home. Officers determined there was no credible threat and the teenager was released pending further investigation. Atlantic police say they will be conferring with the county attorney and juvenile authorities on further action. Local school officials were kept informed throughout the investigation. A woman from central Iowa was arrested on drug charges Sunday in Cass County. The sheriff's office at 50-year-old Aaron Sue Walker of Urbandale was arrested on felony charges of possession of methamphetamine, third or subsequent offense, possession of amphetamine and dextroamphetamine, third or subsequent offense, and she was arrested for OWI first offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. Walker was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on $5,000 bond. 25-year-old Benjamin Jesse Gallus of Atlantic was arrested Sunday in Cass County on a Pottawatomie County warrant. He was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held pending transfer to Pottawatomie County. And on Monday, deputies in Cass County arrested 20-year-old Bryce Tyler Galing of Atlantic on a sheriff's office warrant for possession with the intent to deliver marijuana. Galing was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held on $5,000 bond. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office Monday released information on a recent arrest and an accident. Officials say on Sunday, deputies arrested 28-year-old Nikki Lorene Elizabeth Johnson of Hamlin. Johnson was charged with aiding and abetting violation of a no-contact order. The charge stems from an investigation into an incident reported to the sheriff's office earlier in the day on Sunday. Johnson was brought to the Audubon County Jail and later released after appearing before the magistrate. She's scheduled to appear again in court on May the 5th. And the Audubon County Sheriff's deputies were called to an accident last Wednesday at around 9:45 p.m. The crash occurred southwest of Exira on Kingbird Avenue. An investigation determined that 15-year-old Aaron Oliver Allen of Elkhorn was traveling west on Kingbird Avenue and lost control on the curve that had loose, soft, wet gravel, and the vehicle slid into a ditch. The car then rolled onto its top and came to rest on its top. Allen and three passengers, 15-year-old Danielle Bolin of Harlan, 14-year-old Damian May Peterson of Exira, and 15-year-old Destiny Hope Dawson of Exira, were all transported to the Audubon County Hospital by Exira Rescue. Damage to the 2000 Oldsmobile Allen was driving was not available. Allen was charged with failure to maintain control and violation of a restricted school license. Police in Creston arrested a man Monday afternoon on a warrant for violation of probation connected to original charges of first-degree harassment and violation of probation. 29-year-old Casey White of Creston was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. And Michelle Foland of Kenner was notified and cited by Creston police for failure to abate a nuisance on property she owns in the city. In the funeral announcements, Ivo Wilberding, age 80 of Westphalia, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Ivo Wilberding will be held Thursday at 10 a.m. at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Richard L. Anderson, age 82 of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Richard Anderson will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at Bethel Baptist Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joyce Bates, age 80 of Carson, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Joyce Bates will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Fellowship Church in Oakland. Rican Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. James Van Ginkle, age 93 of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Memorial services for James Van Ginkle will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. John Blaine, age 61 of Messina, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for John Blaine will be on Friday at 10:30 at St. Peter's United Church of Christ south of Messina, with a luncheon to follow at the Messina Lion and Legion Hall. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Roy Garvin, age 69, of Avoca, died Thursday at Murtu Medical Center. Memorial services for Roy Garvin will be Friday at 1 o'clock at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Evelyn Fay, age 91, who is formerly of Anita and Adair, died March 24th in Knoxville. Funeral services for Evelyn Fay will be Friday at 1:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care of Adair has arrangements. And Daryl Mayberry, age 94, of Columbia, Missouri, died February 9th. Memorial services for Daryl Mayberry will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.